How are you living your life? Are you existing through it? Are you stressed about it? Are you scared about dying and checking out of it? Do you have quality of life? And I'm sure you've heard that before. What kind of life are you living? And I'm asking that question. I'm looking up at the snow-capped, remarkable mountain range in the South Island of New Zealand. This is my beautiful backyard. This is where I live. I'm out running with my puppy dog, Giorgio. I'm blowing smoke because it's just under 0 degrees. And it is remarkable and amazing and spectacular, as is my life. And I share that and ask the question, is it possible that life is exactly the way we make it? So many people talk about, I can't be happy because, and there's a big long list. And I always ask this question, what if you could be happy anyway? Even if you are out of shape, even if you are broke, even if you hate your job, even if you've got terrible people in your life, is it possible that if you have a positive attitude and you wake up every day loving your life, just deciding to, not because of any reason, but just living a life because you can, you're breathing, so of course you can live, what would change? And I ask that question because a lot of people are scared of dying. We live in a world now where millions of people are dying from killer diseases. People are dying from a pandemic that a lot of people are really scared of. What if I die? Interestingly, people say you only live once. But there's that great quote, no, we only die once, but we live every single day. So here's my question, how are you living today? How will you live tomorrow? And how will you decide today how you're going to live the rest of your life? One of the really interesting things is how can I enjoy my run with Giorgio if I wasn't fit and strong and healthy? So would it be a great idea if you want to have a great life, if you want to appreciate every day, if you want to have a stack of energy and perform at your best? How do we do that in a machine? Now, we only get to live in this body. We don't get to swap out of it and get a new one. We have to live in this body for the rest of our lives. So what are we doing to keep it in peak physical performance? What are we doing to maintain our home so that it's a great place to live? It keeps us warm. It keeps us energized. It provides us with everything that we need to go and do the things that we want to do. So what are we doing to stay healthy, fit, and strong? Next question. What are we doing to be excited about life rather than just exist through it? How many times a day are we laughing? How many times a day are we investing time with great people? What are we learning? What new skills are we putting into our life? What sports are we enjoying? What hobbies have we become really excited about? And if the answer is no, or not many, or not very often, why? If you're in a job you don't like, why? Why not go and do something you're really passionate about? Is it possible that if you love what you do and you wake up every day in a career path or a business that is exciting, that life will be a little bit different than if you're going off to a boring, lousy, rotten job that you hate? A lot of people wake up in the morning to go and pay their lousy, stinking, rotten bills. I don't want to live my life like that. How about you? I want to love every single day. I want to appreciate that I'm breathing. I want to appreciate that I can, after breathing, go and do all the other things. Yes, we all have to breathe. That's what we've all got in common. But after that, we have a choice about everything. We choose what we eat. We choose what we watch. We choose what we listen to. We choose who we hang out with. We choose how healthy, fit, and strong we are. We choose what career path we're in. We choose everything after the breathing. And it's been suggested that if you look after your health and fitness and you stay strong, that you'll be breathing for a hell of a lot longer. And it's my favorite story I always share. The oldest people in the world, there's three places in the world that they live. They're called the Blue Zone. And one of those I've had the pleasure of visiting, which is Sardinia, an island off Italy. Lots of old people over the age of 100 live there with great quality of life. And a lot of people share with me they don't want to live a long time because they won't have great quality of life. And I agree. Why the hell would you want to live a long time if your life is terrible? But if your life is awesome and you've got a purpose and you're excited about getting up, wouldn't it be great to be able to extend that or do it for longer and do it with quality? So here's my definition of quality, and it's been changed ever since the day that I met this gorgeous man in Italy. He was 103 years of age. He was at the pub having a cigar and a glass of wine and a pizza. He was a full-time olive farmer, still at 103. He looked amazing. He had a gorgeous smile. He had a positive attitude. And through an interpreter, he shared with me that he was going home to make love to his wife at 103. Woohoo! So here's a great question. We only die once and we're all going to die. That's not negative. That's just the truth. The question is, how are we going to live? We get to live every day. Are you going to live with passion and enthusiasm and excitement for life, or are you going to exist through life? If you have a healthy, fit, strong body, if you've got a positive, strong, mentally tough mind, is it possible that you could wake up every single day excited about life? Last but not least, as I've been running today under the Remarkables, I've thought about all the people in my life who are no longer here, including my furry, fluffy and feathery four-legged friends. And I've had lots of those. People who have come into my life and animals that have been in my life and added massive value to my life, and now they're gone. Both of my parents have passed away. I've had some amazing clients that have passed away. People often ask me about my mother in the MAX program. Yes, she was in the MAX program at 80, right through to 85. She passed away peacefully in her sleep at 98. Be Huge Benny, who's also in the MAX program, he passed away, unfortunately, with cancer. But what a legacy, for example, both of those people have left. My mother's not alive anymore, but every day she's inspiring and motivating people to get their parents to be healthy, fit and strong and to live with great quality of life. My mother's family, everybody died under the age of 60, and my mother lived to 38 years longer. I share that with you with so much passion because I had the privilege of giving my mother 38 extra years of energy, enthusiasm, excitement and passion because she was healthy, fit and strong. Benny, what a beautiful man who made people laugh wherever he went, even in the oncology ward in hospital when he was or had been told that life was going to be short for him. He was still telling jokes and making people laugh. And every day on the MAX program, he makes people laugh. His sessions are some of the funniest and interesting and most entertaining diploma program sessions in the MAX Fitness Business College program. He's dead, but we don't cry because he's dead. We celebrate that he was alive. All of my animals have added massive value to my life. And yes, it was very sad when they were gone, but we celebrated their life because they added so much value to our life. So here's a great question. Are you adding value to your world? And is that a great reason to get up? And is it possible that when you die, and we're all going to die, I always ask myself this question, Rowie, when you go, will you have left a profit? It's one of the philosophies of the MAX program. Everywhere you go, everybody you come in contact with, everything that happens in your life, have you made it better? Does every person you come in contact with feel better because they are in contact with you? Every place that you go to, is it cleaner? Is it more organized? Is it just a happier, more fun place because you were there? Is it possible that if we wake up every day aiming to leave a profit and aiming to leave a legacy and aiming to make our world a better place, is it possible that our life could be more fun, more interesting, more exciting, and that rather than existing through our life, we can actually live a life with passion and purpose? Wouldn't it be great to wake up every day with a passion and a purpose for living? Woohoo! What a great question.